thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From the White House to the Muslim mosque, from Bush backers to Bush whackers, many eyes are on this case. It's the biggest terror funding trial in U.S. history. Southern Methodist University Assistant Law Professor Jeffrey Kahn says it represents what then-Attorney General John Ashcroft announced back in 2001. That's when he shut down the Holy Land Foundation.
The number one purpose of the Department of Justice is to prevent terrorist attacks. And this lawsuit is an example of how using a prosecutor's tools, that new mission to fight terrorism and prevent the next terrorist attack, is being taken quite seriously by the Justice Department.
Some controversial aspects of this case broke new ground. Evidence included documents gathered by a foreign government, and there were unnamed expert witnesses, including an Israeli intelligence agent.
Well, both sides, I think, will be looking to precedent here.
Matthew Orwick, an attorney with the Sun and Shine law firm, used to be the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Texas. Defense attorneys in this case objected to some of the evidence, but the judge allowed most of it.
If there's a win, then that will be a vindication of those particular approaches. Every one of those in-court arguments is a potential basis for an appeal. I would be surprised if there was not an appeal in this case if it's a guilty verdict. And every single point that was objected to, raised at trial, is the likely point for appeal.
An acquittal, says Orwick, would be a major setback for the government working to stop terrorists. But Holy Land Foundation supporters say it would be a victory for justice. Over the two-month trial, many, mostly but not exclusively, Muslims gathered in peaceful protest outside the courthouse. Mustafa Carroll is executive director of the local Council on American Islamic Relations. Many days he sat in the courtroom watching the trial. To him, the government's case seemed weak.
My opinion is a little bit biased, at least, but I've been looking for the smoking gun because I want to be critical. I don't just want to sit here and say, oh, they're Muslims or they this and they didn't do anything. I'm looking at that, but I want to find out the truth of the case.
Carroll is convinced the Holy Land Charity was just that, a nonprofit serving the poor in Gaza and the West Bank, not an organization funneling money under the table to Hamas. If the verdict is guilty, Carroll worries charitable giving to the region will dry up even more than it has already.
I don't think cutting off money to them is going to reduce terrorism or stop it. I think that it only serves to increase it given the circumstances that they have over there.
Carroll says Muslims he talks to feel like they're all on trial. But that perception would be a mistake, says law professor Kahn.
This is a criminal case. We live in a country that's governed by laws. And the only reason that this criminal case could be brought were because the government alleged that those laws had been violated. Those laws require certain elements of a crime to be proven, and they have to be proven according to a very high standard. They have to be proven to the satisfaction of 12 citizens chosen to be deliberative and thoughtful and objective and open-minded.
Their decision could carry quite an impact on future terrorist prosecutions. The jury continues deciding the fate of those on trial in the Holy Land Foundation case. Bill Siebel, KERA News.